Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, so this is the first day in a long time I'm actually giving shiur from the classroom. I mean, not the Beis Medrash, but the Beis Medrash area. Okay, but don't worry, there's only one person who's here besides myself, is Ezra Hagla, but we still continue to have Zoom, as Lina Basaruba, so most of the people are on Zoom, so we continue with Zoom, and Bez Hashem, hopefully when things get a little better, you'll still continue Zoom. But, whenever you feel comfortable or your parents feel comfortable, coming in, we always love to see everybody. And, I'm really looking forward to Okay, so basically, we have one more packet on Tomeha. Packet Ches. And after Tomeha, then we're going to have a chazara. Those that are in the shiur in the past, I give out the chazara questions, we go through. This way, you will be able to have a good chazara, and you'll be able to solidify everything we've learned till now. And okay, no rush. And there's a shiur. Okay, so we officially finished packet Zion, we're now up to packet Ches. And the continuation into Amel Zachaim Zohu, we're starting with the Zohar. Okay. So take a look here in the Zohar HaKadosh on page 2. So we have the Zohar here. He wants to let people in. Is he able to let people in?
Yeah, can Rabbi just? I asked Ezra. I texted Ezra to walk over and make me co-host. That way, I can let people in.
There's no waiting room.
There's no waiting room on this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Says the Zohar Kaddish, Uvalelia de Shabbata, and Lel Shabbos, and you have the Zohar Ba here in the bottom that has a Hebrew translation. Boy Barnash, Barnash means a person, Boy means required, a question is La Toma Mikula. So it's interesting that till now we've said everything from the Arizal and from the Machzor Vitri and things like that. So now we're seeing that it's really also quoted in the Zohar HaKadosh. And remember yesterday we had a whole discussion whether it's Tovim one tafshil, or all the tafshilin, and is it because to see whether it's going to taste good, or is it just a stama mitzvah? So he says, "Uvelelia de Shabbata boi barnash la tama mikula." So look at the perish now in the bottom, Zohar HaBohir. "Uvelel Shabbos Kodesh tzarech adam litom mikol hatafshilin shezimen al Shabbos Kodesh." And what's the reason? Begin la razor the high siba shalom michla is kalalis. Back to the parish. Begin the razor la high siba kidei la haros shahamalchus asher sudus al shabbos kodesh u sudus shalah. What the ikum zor hakodesh amina dahi sudas al chalkal tapuch in kadishin. He klula mikol hamidus kanoda al kain toy mikol macholim shal kol hasudus. So in the bottom, he says that maybe this is a separate halacha. He says, "Ein zeh ti'ima shel erev Shabbos al shem tov melchaim zochu el kan ayri mitimas halayla shem bilvat ti'ima shel erev Shabbos." So he says that perhaps there's another ti'ima of erev Shabbos. Of Leil Shabbos. So what is that all about? What's the Te'im of Leil Shabbos?
Well,
In other words, we discussed the tema of Erev Shabbos. What's this? Now he's saying there's another din. So he says. He says, "Of Leil Shabbos in the Zohar Bar." He says, "Leil Shabbos tzarich adam lito mikol ha'tafshilin." She's in Leil Shabbos Kodesh, and he says, "Kedei laharos shamalchus asher sudas Leil Shabbos he sudas shalah." Hodis of Zohar Kodesh. Amrina dahi sudasad he kalula mikol ha'amidas kanon al kain tovim mikol ha'machlam shalchol ha'sudas. Uvachol dilo yifkam michla chadal yoma shemachol echad tzarich lanicho shalem lechvod sudas yom Shabbos Kodesh. How do you understand this? It's a little esoteric, but tell me what you want to think of what he's saying here. So. He's showing this is the suit of the Malchus. I don't know. It's a little hard, a little esoteric to understand what the Zohar is saying. But at the bottom, he's saying that. It's the idea of being that this is not Tomeh. He wants to claim that this is a separate halacha of the harosh amalchus asher sudas lel Shabbos Kodesh is sudas halach. The suit of Shabbos Kodesh is the suit of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemina dohi sudasa de chakal tapuch in Kaddishin. Right? We say that in the Zmiris. Dohi sudasa. Right? Hikulam mikolam midas kanokin toam mikolam macholam shokol hasudos. I guess we're pointing out that this is the sudas. I don't know. It's a little bit. If you have any idea, you want to help me out trying to understand what the Zohar is saying here. Please let me. Please give me your input if you want to. What is he saying? You see the Hebrew translation, Zohar Bar here. Hil harasha malchus, asher sudas lo shabbos kodesh yisuda shalom. Mo the isim Zohar kodesh. Dahi sudas to dechachal tapuchin kaddishin. He klula mikol hamidus kanoda. Okay, and tohi mikol hamacholim shall call hasudos. Because you want to be torn from all the sudos of Shabbos. But then he says, "Ublado yufkim michla chadal yoma." Shamachal echad tzarich lanicho sholem lechvod sudos yom Shabbos Kodesh. And therefore, he says, well, one machal you should leave whole for Suda Shabbos Kodesh. For Izda Ami Train, Yeshom Tzarich Lach Shnei Tapshilin Shalit On Mehem. Koshkin Yisalik Yosil Yom. Koshkin Yosil Tov Shiyasa Harbei Bishvil Suda Sayom. Yachil Mitam Mimichlan Achron Shayochel Litom Belal Shabbos Kami Kama Machol Suda Sayom. Shasa Machol Chul Kami Suda. I don't know, something to do with the Malchus, I don't know. And something about not being told, leaving something special for the Sudas Yom. I don't know, in other words, you're designating, it shows that you're designating the Sudas for Kavod Shabbos. And when are you supposed to be towing these things? After Kiddush? Well, Shabbos Torah Lidl, Mekol Tavshin, Shizim, El Shabbos Kodesh. He says, in other words, I guess maybe it's to show the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and having the Suda in honor of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we're pointing out this is for the Kavod HaShechina, so Mela, you take a taste of everything that designates everything as being part of the Macholim that we're setting aside for Shabbos. So, but you should leave something that you didn't taste for Shabbos Day.
What does it mean, the words Ki Kula Mikol Amidot Kinoda?
Where are you reading?
Almost the last line of that.
Ki Kula Mikol Hamidas Kinoda. Kula means it includes all the different types as we Kinoda as we know.
What are these midot, kinoda?
It's parts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, this idea of klula, mikla is kalis, because the harish ha-malchus, ha-shudu, there's come to see, and it's all-inclusive of everything that we made for Shabbos is inclusive in this honor of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, in other words, so he's saying that so you should taste from everything that was made for Shabbos on Friday night. And one thing you should leave over that you don't taste at all. But basically we're showing that this is the conglomeration of everything we did for the Malchus. So we taste from everything. In other words, on Friday night, he's saying you should have a little taste of everything that was made for Shabbos. So this is a totally different inyan than what we discussed. He's saying that, look at when in the bar Mishkakim at the bottom, he says the einzat the ima shel erev Shabbos al shem tomeh el kan mayim mitimas halayla she mivati ima shel erev Shabbos. And then he writes in Nun Hey, Kene Yaminag of Ovumis Stretton, Sheikh Pido, a machel echad shaloi it amu mimenu atsu de shachas. But you should always have one thing that you don't taste until the morning. And then in Nun Hey, he says, Minag Rabbeinu HaKadosh Vacharav. He says that the minig was lechol besudah shlishi shal Shabbos kodesh dogim b'basav yesh shal samchu midivrei zohar kodesh elu perish lesudas zirampim trei tavshil and sagiv rabbeinu omar shal lechol basav besudas gimu hum sugal yir shamayim heim shalah kodesh matzad serach lezohar b'chol sudam shloshan shilu basav dogim v'yayim. So that's the, if you look here on Nun Hey, Yachil Lamita Mimicha, he says, Kolchki, he saw that Yasil Yom, Kolchki, Yosha Topshi Yasa Harbet, Mishfil Sudas Hayom, Yachil Lamita Mimicha Lachroim, Shaz Yuchalito, Mol Shabs Gam, Mikama, Macholi Sudas Hayom. In other words, he's saying like this, that you should leave one thing over. You should eat all the things that you can have for the Friday night meal. You should taste from everything. And you should leave one thing that you, from the Sudas Yom that you're not toim right now on Friday night.
Sholent.
Yeah, sholent, right. V'izda amri yeshom mishot tzorech lanich shnei tavshil shiditom. There's another opinion says that you should leave two things over that you, from the day Suda that you're not going to be toim Friday night. And then it says, if you make a lot of things for the Sudas Yom, so Yochel Lemitam Mimichlin Achronin, Shaz Yochel Lemitam Belel Shabbos Gam Mikama Macholi Sudas Hayom, Shemaramis Beser Shamachos Chulal Gam Sudas Hayom, Kim Shadayim Minich Shnei Tavshilon She'ena Torim Behem Luchvod Sudas Hayom. So if you make a lot of special things for the day meal, then you could eat Friday night, you could eat a couple of them from the day meal and just leave over one thing that you don't eat from the day meal. So you want to just designate that this is part of the Kavod HaShechina, that from this food and that food, all the different minim, that's the klulos, the inclusiveness of all the things that you're doing the Kavod Shabbos. But then on the other hand, we want to give special uniqueness to the day meal, so we have at least one thing that we don't tell him from the day meal. Okay, so this is some other type of kepeda, but really it's not part of the technical discussion that we had yesterday. Okay. In the Mate Moshe also writes on page 4, Nogu Anshe Maise Lito Matavshilu Bev Shabbos כדי לסקלם כהוגים ונחולם לטייבה. וכי מצאתי בשם ירושלמי, תואמר חיים זוכו. Mitzvah litob kodim Shabbos tam tafshili Shabbos l'voda. And the Yosef Ometz was Rav Yosef Yusman Han Nargulin, was the Rosh HaDayarim, he writes here in Frankfurt. On page 5, this is a new printing of the Yosef Ometz. And he says, Mitzvah litom be'erv Shabbos mitavshili Shabbos imhem sukkonim utupolim karoy lefi kvod Shabbos because of Pareda Rav Hertz Trausch ha-mekubel she'apol chazan be'feresh ha-tfila she'kiber al to'ameha Chaim Zohu. He wrote something on the perish of the tfila on Chaim to'ameha she'esh litom ha-shalit. So he says that's shalit. Footnote 21. Be'erv Shabbos. Mitzvah esezu kiyamti b'chol oz. What?
You're very
mad about teaching the children on Friday. And then... So he says special. Now, like Vermeer, you were saying that, you know, people were always questioning that people were tasting cholent, and, you know, like in YU, on a special Shabbos, they'll give cholent out Thursday night by the Mishmar. So he says that... what?
Any of that this year?
I don't know. You have to speak to Poppers. Where's Poppers? Poppers. Mm-hmm. Where's Poppers?
We're working on for next week. We're gonna have I put forward a request for a free Shabbos for next week. So I can't say about better food or different foods or whatever, because that I don't control. But I whatever I can do, I do.
Okay.
Why next week? This week we have a Rabbi's
the worst kid.
Chassid
of
this week.
Yeah. What can I tell you? And there is then you have the Leket Yosher. Leket Yosher is supposedly by a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshin. There's a whole discussion whether this sefer is authentic or not. There's a whole Pilpul about this, but I don't know. People, it's used. It's a used sefer. Leket Yosher. Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin is the Truma Sadeshin. And Talmidor of Yosef Rav Moshe. So on page 8, it says, Omer Shashamim Hashem Marina of Aaron HaKadosh Hashem Yim Kondol Shehiniach Lechol Bonav Haktanim Botsu La'achar Chatzos Shechal Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos. Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos, so then we're going to fast on Sunday. So they would have meat on Shabbos after Chatzos. V'lomicha b'yadam v'od sha'oma sh'nir lo heter l'noshim lito magdei racha Chatzos. So he's saying, so he writes here, 131, Be'erv Shabbos, afil imchal b'ches av. So he says that imazut kovet Shabbos. So this is the first, we discussed yesterday, right, that we saw the Shevet Kehasi about is it right to be Toeim Toameha on Erev Shabbos Chazon? So he made a distinction between swallowing it and not swallowing it. You know, the two different dinim Toameha. But he here says simply that it's Timus Mishum Kovet Shabbos. Timus Mishum Kovet Shabbos, so it should be mutter. And that's in the Makor Chaim. The Makor Chaim is the Chavas Yair. Chavas Yair.
My ninth great grandfather.
What? Your ninth grade?
Grandfather.
Who's that?
Yair.
Named after. Oh. Chavas Yair. So you were named?
I wasn't named after him, I don't think, but I mean, I wasn't, my parents didn't know that, but that's when they named him, but.
So again, your ninth grade, who, explain to me again?
How am I related?
Yeah, you're related to the Chavas Yair?
Yeah.
How so?
Grandson of the Maharal, or.
You're a descendant of the, is that the name Yair that because of that?
No, but Chavos Yair's mother's name was Chava.
Yeah.
And in my family, like, everyone's named after her. But I don't think I was named after, I wasn't named after Chavos Yair.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, so in the Makor Chaim, that's a perush the Chavos Yair has on Shulchan Aruch. He says ain, on page 10, it said ain iser betimus isha kodem tafshila shel baser be'erev Shabbos afilu beches ba'av, that he permitted even on ches ba'av to be towing. But again, here. It doesn't say explicitly whether it means. Here, in Pashas, it could mean even to swallow, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we saw yesterday the distinction between swallowing and spitting out. Okay, but that's the Kor Chaim. And, you know, seems to permit as well. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch HaTor, that's from the Kamarna.
Rebbe, why wouldn't one be allowed to do Timon Chesov?
Because it's the 9 days.
Ah,
it's meat. Okay. Meat. So let's look now on page 12 of the Shulchan HaTor. He says that the Shulchan HaTor, that's from the Kamarna, he says, "Bosu v'dogim chayotza tzrichim achana rabba yochim b'yom chamishi." There was things that need a lot of time to prepare. You should prepare on Thursday. Amal yirakas prepares from minim agadu mashkim yosu tov lachim b'erv Shabbos. V'yesh lito ma'ad min atavshil hachin asar mine tavshil l'leil Shabbos. Wow. You should have asara mine tafshil b'lel Shabbos v'yito ma'at min kulam. Well, so so this is the hachalas for Shabbos. So the things that take long, you should do on Thursday. So that's the Shulchan HaTor, and then he says you should make 10 minei tafshil, the Lel Shabbos.
Rebbe.
Yeah, Yehuda.
Do you taste them on Thursday, the ones that were made on Thursday?
It could be, because maybe you need, if it takes, you know, Thursday's also considered like preparing for Shabbos, where the body has a tshuva about that, you know, so maybe Thursday, maybe it could be Yotze with the team on Thursday, things that you prepared. It could very well be. And then take a look in the Mishmar Sholem of the Koyden Over. That's here, page 13, going over to 14. Minig Adoni Moriv Rabbi, Adoni Zakeni Moriv Rabbi. He says his father and grandfather's Minig, Litom Acha Hatvila, Mihadogim Klomart Tomechaim Zochel. I mean, they would, in other words, after they came back from the mikvah. That's when they would do this. They would do it.
But he duck is a fish, I guess, because of the water and mikvah.
Yeah, is that the water?
I don't know.
Yeah, and then if you look at the Likute Mariach, he says, "Ayin b'magan Avram b'shem k'savim, v'ayin shemitzel litom erev Shabbos tatzfilu kachal masu Moshe, mina gad shem mais litom k'day liktachem kodem yihu hanecholam v'taiva, shekei matzu b'shem Yerushalmi to amech chayim zochu, mitzel litom kodem a Shabbos tam tatzfilu Shabbos, hafanan tzamchinen al anoshim." Because we rely, the minig is to rely on the women. So that's what we were saying yesterday. That, like the mayor was saying, maybe the Shami Seira, in other words, there's the simple Tama Poshet, the pragmatic, practical reason. And then there's the Kabbalistic reason. So the practical reason, the woman can take care of it. She's the cook, she's cooking, she knows what it's supposed to taste like. She can taste whether it's a little too salty, not too salty. That's exactly what we were saying yesterday, that there could be two reasons. You know, the simple reason of the nigladika reason, and the more sodika reason. So that's what Rav Meir was saying, that maybe the sod was some type of kibbut to the Shem Yisera. You know, it's a sod, so it's a sod. I mean, I guess we're not supposed to know what the sod is necessarily.
Is this sod etzim tima, or is it something else?
This is the sod about the tima, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and okay, so that's the idea here. Okay, so I was telling you about the Sefer. We'll see if we'll do this tomorrow. The Sefer Soros Tshuva. So that's one of my favorite svarim, the Soros Tshuva. It's written by the grandson of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer's son, Ksav Sofer, and he's his son, Rabbi Shimon Sofer. So he wrote these, it's like three volumes of Tshuvas called the Soros Tshuva. And so he's going to discuss here of what is the page 18 and page 19. Mutar litom mitafshili basar be'erev Shabbos chazon. The same question that we've been talking about. So maybe we'll start now, Mr. Shem, we'll continue. So let's start it now. The tshuva of the Chasam Sofer's grandson. So we've had this idea that it's mutter from the Mekor Chaim, and then we had the idea of the Shevet Kohasi that we saw yesterday, that for the inyan of being yotzei with one tafshil, so that you don't have to pick the fleishik one. And legabe, the halacha of whether it's too much salt or not, so that you have to taste from everything, but that you don't necessarily have to swallow, that you can spit out. So that was what we saw in the Shevet HaKasi. So let's see what the Soros Tshuva says here on Simon Shinman Beis. All his tshuvas are very, very interesting. So he says, Yeshu stape, kevin she besudas mitzvah mutar lechol basar me rosh chodesh anatainis. But by sudas mitzvah, we allow to have a meat at a sudas mitzvah during the 9 days. Kibur baramah. Kim ev shabbos chazon she bevashlim macholi basar al shabbos chazon man yavram in mitzvah litom. So the first thing he says is maybe very simple, that if it's some mitzvah, you know, of sorts, of Tomech Chaim Zochu, so just like if you make a siyum, you could have meat or a bris milah or something like that. So then for Tomeh, maybe also. So that's the first thing he says. If we matter Sudas Mitzvah, maybe we should matter Tomeh. He says, Lemigma livliflo pshita de mutter. That we saw, in other words, just put it in your mouth and then spit it out just to get the taste. That's for sure mutter. Kisim asechas brachas. Tashori betainis toim veimikach klum. The custom of betainis is taiv shechozer polit. Lo choshev hanoam min hatiima. Chaim posib b'shulchan aruch over amah. Matir davche betainis sheyochad kibo lov tainis. Aval imi inu magish b'zatam karoi. In other words, that's assuming that you'll be able to taste it well enough by spitting it out. But what? If you're not margish, aval im eino margish b'zatab charoi, you're not going to taste it good enough, so you're not going to get a real good taste by spitting it out, then yesh nistaki mutul of law. So then maybe there's what to say, that you could swallow, even, you know, pachas mikashir. Viskim is a haramod, the toim is a tavshkil gleda im tzorach melech o tavlin, tad arvias ein tzorach levarech. Right, the Ramah says, if you toim a tavshkil to know whether it's salt or not, that ad arvias ein, if it's less than arvias, you don't have to make a bracha. V'anias daiti yesh lahachmer, kevin shenogu, lachmer shalocha, afil tavshkil shal. But he says, so he says, "Lanias daiti yesh lahachmir, he came shenogu lahachmir shalolecha afilu tavshil shal basa." In other words, our minhag is that not only we don't eat meat during the 9 days, but we don't eat, say, you have a potato that was cooked in the same pot with meat, just to eat the potato, because that's called a tavshil shal basa, because it was cooked in the same pot as the basa. So he says, we're machmir. Not even to have a tafshil shabasa. If you're not right, there's no. To have a shanogl machmir shabasa, if you're a tafshil shabasa, because of Morgan Avram. So therefore, we should be machmir what? About. He says, I mean, ain't a market that first he says, if you can get away with spitting it out, it's good to spit it out. But if you can't, then you could even swallow it. Ain't a market which at time you should swallow mutal of law. Pochas mikashir. For his skill is a ramad of toim as a tafshkil of edo, in serf tafshil, tab melech or tavlin, and revius, ain't a serf levarach. When he is daiti yesh lahachmir, came in the nogu lahachmir shal lochol afil tavshil shal basar. So he says that you should. Because if we're so machmir, not even to have a tavshil, so then you shouldn't taste the meat. Thomas that you should never be boleya on during the 9 days. Because if we're machmir ready not to eat a tafshil, so then we should machmir certainly on the basar itself, even though you're just doing it to taste. Because usually, maybe for tasting, you don't even have to swallow. But he said, but if you can't get the proper taste, evaluate the proper taste by not swallowing, then you could swallow. That was his question. Could you swallow? Then he says, no, he thinks you should be machmir. Because if we're machmir ready not to have a potato that was cooked, certainly we should be machmir not to have a piece of meat that you just tasting to see if it's, it needs enough salt or not. Mitzvah Osur Minatorah Lavor Alav. So then he says you should be machmir. Not to taste, even if you have to swallow. So she has to be able to gauge it based on just tasting without swallowing. Then to shah hamavashel sacher shatama befiya imad machol mutum tov hal shabbosu. But that was he said. He says in the beginning of the line. He said on the paragraph. He says imin enu margish b'zatam kara yishu tzabek mutol of loa. Biskim zeh ramah. That Torah is a tafik yadel imitzarich melech imitzarich levarich. But is daiti yish. So at first he says that maybe he could, just like you don't have to make a bracha, when te'im is not considered achila. If it's te'im less than a revius, it's not even considered achila. So you don't even have to make a bracha on it. So then certainly it's not considered eating meat, even though you technically are eating meat. But he says he thinks he should be machmer. Because since our minig is that we don't even eat tafshil shel basar, so then when you eat basar itself, and you have kavana that you're not eating, but you're just tasting, that certainly should be aser. The kain shenog lahach mishal lachal afil tavshos obaser. Then we should be mishenog minog mitzvah aser minatara lavar alav. He says, and once you mekabel a minhag tov, you shouldn't violate it. So the best way to do it is let her just taste it the way she could. There's another the next tshuva is also very interesting. Maybe we'll take a look at it tomorrow. He says, "Imuter lechol baser besudas bris mila, mishanog eizel barav akod melasa sudas cholof." He says, "Mishanola lo ben, he has a son. Yom milaso yem, and the bris mila is going to be during the 9 days. So could he serve meat? Usually sudas mitzvah, you're allowed to serve meat." But he says, but he already had kids from before. And in the previous bismillahs, he always made a milchik suda. Rav Shechter likes, you know, the idea of having a fleshik suda for a bismillah. Others, because it's a suda mitzvah, so it has to have simcha. But like Rabbi Willard pointed out, you know, most people are not going to enjoy it. You know, simcha is only simcha if you enjoy it. If I come to somebody's bris at 8 o'clock in the morning and they're going to serve meat, I'm not going to, I don't know how much simcha I'm going to have from that. You know, I'd rather have the scrambled eggs than the meat at 8 o'clock in the morning. So this man, now all of a sudden he has a son during the 9 days, and he wants to what? He wants to have the suda, a fleshik suda during the 9 days. But his previous kids, he always made a milchik. So does he have a right to do that? Because if he's a person that always makes a suda with fleishik, so then I say, okay, I do that, so I want to do it during the 9 days, suda's mitzvah. But you already, all the time, you yotze your suda's mitzvah for bris mila with milchik. So do you have a right to now say, oh, it's the 9 days. Oh, so in other words, are you really doing it because of the mitzvah, or are you just doing it because you really want to have meat, and this is just an excuse to have meat? But if you're a real person that you said that you're supposed to really have meat for the Suda's mitzvah, then maybe you should, you know. So maybe we'll take a look at that tomorrow, because we're almost basically finished with this packet. So that's that's an interesting shaila. In other words, it's a suda's mitzvah. So suda's mitzvah, you can have meat. But he always fulfilled the suda's mitzvah prior with milk, like most people do. So it's an interesting tshuva. So let's take a look maybe tomorrow, before we do chumash tomorrow. Okay, so let me just say hello to everybody. Rameh Kesseman, Shalom Aleichem, Nathan Bauer, and Ilan Sasson, and Rav Yosef Katan, and Dr. Presby, Rav Yitzchak Carroll, Rabbi Harak, Yuri Hersfeld, Jacob Silberger, Daniel Albert, Rabbi Levy, and Yehuda Citrus, and Moshe Carroll, Darren Noller. Who's the phone here? Rav Shlomo Garfinkel, Shlita.
The phone is usually
Ari Glazer.
Who? The phone is usually
Ari Glazer, but last year. Ari Glazer, and Mayor Kessler, Yona Moisey, Moshe Carroll, Daniel Albert, Nathan Bauer, Yosef Katan, Yitzchak Carroll, and Moshe Carroll, and Roy Hertzfeld, Dr. Presby, Ilan Sasson, Rabbi Harari, Rav Shlomo Garfinkel, Daniel Albert, Jacob Silberger, Yehuda Citrus, Kiva Poppers, the president, the Nossi. Okay, hopefully we'll see you soon. Okay, Rabotai, so, okay, you should all have a good day, but I'd like to see that tshuva. Hisoros tshuva is fascinating. Every tshuva, if you want to have a happy life, you should buy yourself a Hisoros tshuva, and you should go through every tshuva. You know, all the tshuvas are very fascinating. No, what's with the svarm sale? They're going to have a svarm sale this year? Probably not.
Yeah, so I it's